Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Incaviglia. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerome Walton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Danny Darwin. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Palmeiro hits a line drive towards short. Guillen catches it and throws to first to double up Alomar. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Incaviglia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Phillips. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Incaviglia strikes out. 2 outs. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Surhoff moves to third. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Incaviglia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Snopek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar takes first base on ball four. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Palmeiro moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Surhoff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Incaviglia. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia is 0-for-1 in the game. Incaviglia hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick takes first base on ball four. Walton moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a pop-up towards third. Snopek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. Two outs. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snopek strikes out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive towards third. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia is 0 for 2 in the game. Incaviglia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Walton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Mussina scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darwin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive towards short. Bordick catches it and throws to first to double up Bell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snopek strikes out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chad Kreuter pinch hits for Ron Karkovice. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chad Kreuter now catching. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Incaviglia is 0 for 3 in the game. Incaviglia hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walton is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Walton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Myers now pitching. Jeffrey Hammonds now playing center field. Jerome Walton now playing right field. Lenny Webster now catching. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martin strikes out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.